is also. There's some stuff that I think has either been misspelled or just I don't know how to say it. Yeah. Cinnamon rolls. Donuts. Yeah. Organically grown, fresh from the ground donuts and pastries. And a great assortment of the canned goodies. You know, fruits, jams, butters, pickles, salsa, all kinds of stuff. Park Falls Farmers Market. And they do accept the Quest card, the EBT, the WIC, and the Senior Market coupons. Park Falls Farmers Market, LLC, is now a member of the Park Falls Chamber, too, and they are grateful for all the sponsors and volunteers, Northwoods Community Credit Union, North Lakes Community Clinic, and the Park Falls Lions Club. So eat healthy, shop local, 2 to 5:30 today, the Park Falls Farmers Market going on right here at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church in Park Falls. Brewer baseball today for you at 6:40. 6:05 will be the pregame. We'll have it for you right here. We'll check the news. We'll chat a little Packer-Viking rivalry. What makes it such a great rivalry? We'll talk about that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour on Reality Radio. The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time
to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop. Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket. And the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter. Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer
Power Mop. Saving money on everything for your projects at Menards. Update your outdoor space with our huge in-stock selection of AC2 pressure-treated lumber, decking, and fencing. Load out big savings using our drive-through lumber yard. Plus, get free estimates fast using our deck and fence design programs. Menards, America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. Visit jdpower.com for details and menards.com for deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's Carbon Fiber Mountain Bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Once again, thousands of people are protesting on the streets of Israel against Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza. With the latest on ceasefire negotiations, ABC's Marcus Moores in Tel Aviv.
U.S. officials are still determined to get a ceasefire deal, saying that President Biden is personally involved in the negotiations. But one of the major obstacles is Israel's refusal to fully withdraw its troops from Gaza's border with Egypt. But a new draft of the U.S. bridging proposal is expected to be presented to all of the sides in the coming days.
Justice Department unsealing an indictment this week charging six Hamas members, three of them dead, with terrorism. Among those still alive, Hamas's political chief, Yahya Sinwar, who is believed to have been a key architect of the October 7th attacks. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump prepping for their first presidential debate. It will be held 6 days from now on ABC News. And a damning report blaming government and industry-leading failures in the Grenfell fire in London back in 2017. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden's visit to Southwest Wisconsin this week is part of his effort to highlight his administration's Investing in America agenda. He's hitting the blue wall battleground states of Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. He's talking about efforts to build infrastructure and lower health care and energy costs. About 50,000 older people in Wisconsin can expect big savings on their prescriptions next year. Starting January 1st, out-of-pocket drug costs will be capped at $2,000 a year for people on Medicare Part D.
We have older Wisconsinites that are choosing either limiting their supply of their prescriptions, or they literally are taking resources that are used to pay for other essentials to sometimes cover the cost.
David Bowen is with AARP Wisconsin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This past Sunday, Pike Lake had its annual fun day. We spoke with Manny Stein, a former fire chief of the Pike Lake Fire Department, about the event and the good it's done for the fire department.
It was a good feeling when you go to bed at night that you got 18, 20 guys waiting for their pager to go off to come and assist you.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
Well, that's good, because I heard the event. This event brings a lot of funding in, and yeah, I heard Sig telling me about your new van over there.
Yeah, we're staying on top of all of our debts. This fun day really helps.
This full interview, along with an article, will be available online at 98qcountry.com. And don't forget, you can sign up for a newsletter at 98qcountry.com/newsletter. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The NFL season is now just hours away. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Green Bay Packers will open up the season Friday night in Brazil against the Philadelphia Eagles. Quarterback Jordan Love is ready to get to work this Friday night.
I think everybody is very hungry, and I think the message this year is for us to go out and start fast, you know, not have any late season runs, you know, start out fast and, you know, kind of put people on notice for what we're going to do this year and what we're going to be about.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. on Friday. Tomorrow night, the Ravens and Chiefs get the NFL season started. The St. Louis Cardinals were able to move a game back up in the standings behind the Brewers with a 7-4 win in 12 innings last night. The game was tied at 3 going into extras before St. Louis got 3 runs in the 12th inning to win. Now Milwaukee is 10 games up on the Cubs and 11 on the Cardinals going into Wednesday night's series finale with St. Louis. And this week is the start of conference season in high school football. You can find one of nearly a dozen games right here on Civic Media this week. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
And today's Packer Update Titletown Report brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar.
From historic Titletown to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin. Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fry with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Titletown Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers wrapped up their practice week in Green Bay yesterday and took off for Brazil early this morning. I'm Bill Scott. Eagles have about the same flight, so no team has any real advantage or disadvantage over the other, but defensive tackle T.J. Slayton remembers that trip to London 2 years ago all too well.
That's a long way.
This is longer.
I don't know how. I don't know how, but I guess the laws of physics and the airplane people, they tell you it's longer. So I don't know what you got to do to be prepared for that flight. It's just long, man. It's long.
I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
After being told by the coach that he was out of shape at the start of training camp, Sean Ryan didn't pout. He got himself in shape.
He is one accountable guy. Anytime you say something to him, he always takes accountability, and I think that's an important part of this. You got to know yourself, and you got to know what you're good at and where you could improve. And to his credit, he always takes accountability, and he's putting action behind it.
That's Matt LaFleur. First-round pick Jordan Morgan has missed time with a shoulder injury, although he's back now, but there is a decent chance that both Morgan and Ryan could split time at right guard during the opener on Friday night. I'm Bill Scott. More from Titletown tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Northwoods weather.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms late. Our low mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thundershowers in the low 70s. And then a little taste of fall with highs in the 60s by Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Weather update brought to you by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitowish Waters. Maybe you're looking for a different job, a new job, a job. Well, check out the folks at Sierra Pacific. They've increased their base wage, offering a $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. You can check it out. Very easy to do. SPI.careers. SPI.careers. Sierra Pacific. Now, you can go right there in Medford or Merrill if you want to and fill out an application, but very easy to just take a look and see what they're offering. SPI.careers. Sierra Pacific, an equal opportunity employer, including those with a disability. And veterans also. All right, so Packers get their season going on Friday in Brazil. There's talk they may move that game around a little bit because they're having some smoke from wildfire issues. So why is the Packer-Viking rivalry so big? And we had visions months ago of this being, and it may still be something down the line. We'll really take a long time to divulge into it. But I'm going to save that part of it for when Gray is back here feeling better, that we can have a discussion between a passionate Packer fan and a lifelong Viking fan. But just a few notes about the rivalry itself. Of course, Southern Wisconsin, it's Bears-Packers. It's Bears-Packers down there. And the northern part, probably north of Stevens Point is when you start getting into the Packer-Viking rivalry, of course. So it's a very unique rivalry in that you've got really a triangle of teams in the Bears, Vikings, and Packers and the rivalry. I think just because of the personality differences of those who live in the north versus the southern part of Wisconsin, I think the intensity of the rivalry I think is a little more ticked upward in the southern part of the state. It's here, up here, but it's more friendly. So how did it get going? The Vikings didn't become a franchise until 1960. And by that time, the Packers, of course, had won world championships before that. We'll get to that in a little bit. But one thing I think that when Vikings, and I've had a lot of these discussions, and I've heard a lot of Viking Packer fans go back and forth about the rivalry between the two teams. And a lot of times you'll hear Viking fans say, well, you know, the Packers claim to have what, like, whatever, 18 world, how many world championships? And you take a look at some of those early ones, of course, and I know the Packers can't control what the league was back then, but there were several of the world championships that involved no playoff games. And there were even back in the Super Bowl, in Super Bowl one, and back in 1967, one playoff game. The playoffs weren't what they are now. It's harder to win a Super Bowl, but they did win the Super Bowls, and you can't contest that. But when you look at legacy of an organization, and the stretch of bad seasons that the Packers had, they went 25 years. They went a 25-year stretch winning one playoff game and only made it to the playoff two times over a 25-year stretch, of course, dating pre-Brett Favre from, you know, late 60s, 70 to about 90-ish, 93 or 94. If you look at it on the other side of it, the Packers, 25 years and won one playoff game. The Vikings, on the other hand, have never had a stretch of more than 4 years without making the playoffs in their 64-year history of being in the league. The Packers, of course, their first five championships they won, there were no playoff games. You just played the games during the season, and then you were determined to be the championship. So the Packers' first five championships had no playoff games, and then the next three had one playoff game. So their first eight championships, world championships, involved three playoff games, basically. So this is just, you know, I've listened and been on the discussion part of this with Viking Packer fans, and these are just things that have come up over my many years of having discussions about it. And of course, the Packers, in that era from 70 to Favre, the quarterbacks were were borderline at best. And now their luck has turned, of course, where you can call it skill, I guess, if you want, with Favre, Rodgers, and now it appears to be Jordan Love. And they've kind of reached a balance now of many, many years of not being able to find a quarterback. And now they, of course, might have their third possible Hall of Famer. You never know. So nobody talks about, you know, the 68 to 91, that stretch of Packers where four of those years, of those 23 years, they finished above 500. One of them was 8-7-1. So 24 years, and you remember it. If you're an older Packer fan, you know the pain of that 24-year stretch from 68 to 91 where they only finished above 500 four times, and I think there was one playoff game in there. And you look at the win-loss records of the Vikings and Packers, you know, very comparable percentage-wise. The Packers do have an advantage in the series, in the season series, dating back all the way to 1960 when the Vikings came in, 61. Bud Grant did have a winning record versus the Packers, 22-14-1. And I'll leave you with this, and I'll have further discussion with Gray about this because it's no fun to have a one-sided conversation about it. And I'm hoping maybe Gray will be back on Friday. If not, we'll do it at some point next week. But ponder this thought. Ponder this thought, cheeseheads. Ponder this thought. Bud Grant never lost to Vince Lombardi.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
All right, so they only played once. Bud Grant was 1-0 against Vince Lombardi. We'll continue this discussion when we have a true green and yellow Packer fan on the other side of the microphone at another time.
Enbridge believes access to reliable and affordable energy is essential. Enbridge's Line 5 pipeline moves that energy, transporting the raw product that's turned into transportation fuel and propane for thousands of homes, farms, and businesses here in Wisconsin. Propane keeps us warm, cooks our food, and powers farm and industrial equipment. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
When you switch and save with Progressive, you could use that money towards going to see your favorite team in the playoffs.
Progressive cannot guarantee that you can go see your favorite team in the playoffs. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds on average, but we cannot guarantee that your favorite team will make the playoffs or even finish with a winning record. They could easily lose more than half their games and finish in the cellar because they stink badly and haven't made the playoffs in years. Savings? Very possible. Playoffs? Highly doubtful.
Switch and see if you could save at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance and Affiliates. Not available in all states. We cannot be held liable for your favorite team's terrible and frankly embarrassing performances now or ever.
I'd rather ride a bike with my kids.
Faster!
I'd rather play catch with my dog than catch pneumococcal pneumonia.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20 pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. If you are 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like heart disease or asthma, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I'd rather race for some ice cream. Let's go!
Schedule your vaccination today at Prevnar20.com.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms late. Our low mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thundershowers in the low 70s. And then a little taste of fall with highs in the 60s by Friday and Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
98Q Country.
Yesterday, it was years ago, we were singing every word on the radio. Kinda like them songs could save our souls, somehow, some way. We was falling fast, we was jumping in. Blue jean halo hanging off a limb. Two American kids, just like them, every time they play. And it blew us away.
Do you turn it up, do you sing along every time you hear that song? Like we did then, like we did when. Do you close your eyes, does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back to six packs in a Chevy Cheyenne? Way back when I was Jack and you were dying.
Yeah, we were never growing up or growing old, breaking up or letting go. Girl, just like rock and roll, where's it gone? But I hope like hell every now and again I blow across your mind like that summer wind. And you're holding on to 16 long as you can every time that it comes on.
Do you turn it up, do you sing along every time you hear that song? Like we did then, like we did when. Do you close your eyes, does it make you laugh? Do the memories take you back to six packs and a Chevy Cheyenne? Way back when I was Jack and you were Chevy Cheyenne, way back when I was Jack and you were dying. Yeah, way back, way on back when I was Jack and you were dying. Yeah, do you close your eyes, does it make you laugh? When I was Jack and you were dying. Take it back.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love.
98Q Country.
Do I guess? Does it-
Country.
School one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, "Let me tell you a secret about a father's love. Secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. Said daddies don't just love their children every now and then.
It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates, when suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love, a secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Let's go!
Go!
Want to connect with us?
Oh, yeah.
We got one of those Facebook thingies if you want to follow us.
98Q Country.
Yeah, I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights has got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. Back in the day, Potts Farm was a place to go. Load a truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire and call the girls. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. Where you learn how to kiss and cuss and fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said. Ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, that talk is getting old. You better mind your business, man. Watch your mouth before I have to knock that loud mouth out. I'm tired of talking, man. Y'all ain't listening. Them old dirt roads is what y'all miss. I'm chilling on a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on the good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires. Sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raising our southern ways. And we like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different round here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels to get off the road, trucks and four wheels, jump on in, a man, tell your friends, we'll raise some hell with a blacktop in. I'm chillin' on the dirt road, laid back, swervin' like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires, that's right. On a dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, and ice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory laid up in the headlights, it's got me reminiscing on them good times. I'm turning off a real life driving, that's right, I'm hitting easy street on mud tires.
Jason Aldean at 98Q Country. I tell you what, going golfing in the fall can be some of the best. Your Park Falls Country Club is out there for you. You want to go out and play a little round of nine out there, whatever it may be. You can walk it or grab a cart if you like. See, what I think makes fall golf so so good is whether you're maybe you're a league golfer, maybe you like to golf competitively, maybe you're just a casual golfer, but there's no pressure because fall golf, it's wind, you know, it's winding down. And maybe those of you who are headed to warmer weather, this is a good way for you to get tuned up for the stuff going on out in Arizona or Florida, wherever you're headed. So fall golf can be some of the best golf to relax and enjoy the beautiful colors out there. Go out to your Park Falls Country Club. Get a little round to golf and check out their Facebook page for information and contact stuff. We have a really nice day going here. It's a little bit breezy out there. That wind blowing around a little bit. We'll get another weather update for you in just a few moments on 98Q Country. We got Mr. Brad Paisley for you now. Song called Water. 98Q Country.
Inflatable pool full of dad's hot air. Well, I was 3 years old, splashing everywhere. And so began my love affair with water. On the riverbank with all my friends, a big old rope tied to land. And you're a big old wuss if you don't jump in the water. Yeah, when that summer sun starts to beat down, you don't know what to do. Grab your swimming trunks, ice up that old. Beach on spring break, 18 girls up on stage, white t-shirts about to be sprayed with water. Stay right there when the daylight's gone. Play truth or dare, and it won't take long. For you and her, I got nothing on but water. All you really need this time of year is a pair of shades and ice cold beer. Place to sit somewhere near water.
Country. Last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met, but
baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was I last night. I kissed your lips, make you grip the sheets with your fingertips. Last bottle of Jack, we split a fifth. Just talking about life, going sip for sip. Yeah, you know you love to fight. And I said I don't mean, but I'm still gonna wake up on you and me. I know that last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody you never met. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way. We break up. I see your taillights in the dust. You call your mama, I call your bluff. In the middle of the night, pull her right back up. Yeah, my friends say let her go. Your friends say what the hell. I wouldn't trade your kind of love for nothing else. Oh, baby, last night we let the liquor talk. I can't remember everything we said, but we said it all. You told me that you wish I was somebody. Baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. We said we'd had enough. I can't remember everything we said, but we said too much. I know you packed your shit and slammed the door right before you left. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way. I know you said this time you really weren't coming back again. But baby, baby, something's telling me this ain't over yet. No way it was our last night. No way it was our last night.
1, 2, 3, 4.
From downtown.
Move it.
To down in the holler. Get your country on with us.
So much fun.
98Q Country.
Yeah!
across the sky. I'm rolling through the open wide, searching for a song to drink a beer to, and trying to find a place to disappear to. Smoke, right hand on cold one confession. Embers in the ashtray glow like memories that won't let go. I'm out here trying to get them untangled. In the darkness on the edge of town, a little lost, a little found, waiting on a call from an angel.
Florida Georgia Line at 98Q Country. Well, sometimes reality radio provides music, it provides lots of talk, and sometimes it provides free stuff from Big G. And today it's the latter.
You never know what's going to happen on reality radio, but yeah, we got Lena's Northern Pines and Resort, of course. You've been hearing all about her on the radio, and man, big 98Q and Civic Media was out at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden on Friday night, and then Saturday night at the fair, so we were out and about this weekend. But yeah, Lena's Northern Pines and Resort, they got specials Tuesday through Sunday, starting with the south of the border with Make Your Own Tacos. Wednesday is Pasta Night. Thursday is a German fair. Pasta Night features Alfredo, lasagna, and ravioli, Joel.
Ooh. What? Say that again. Say that, what?
Alfredo, lasagna, and ravioli.
Okay. All right. That's a
garlic bread and vegetable.
Ooh, yeah. All right.
Thursday is a German fair with spretzel and kraut and all sorts of German cuisine. Yeah, and back by popular demand, Friday is the fish and seafood buffet with four of my favorite words, all you can eat, fish and seafood buffet on Friday.
Oh, wow.
And then Saturday, get up early, breakfast buffet, 7 a.m., Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And new on Sunday, smoked ribs and pork bellies. So great variety of food out there, as well as a beautiful location out there on Butternut Lake, the Lena's Northern Pines Resorts. Got 10 beautiful cabins there. Book your cabins at lenasnorthernpines.com for the fall color season coming up. And, of course, man, hunting season opened up. Archery season opens up here next week. And
Bear are running
already? Bear just arrived this week, I guess. So, waterfowl and stuff like that is open. So, yeah, hunting season, color season. So book your stay right out at Lena's Northern Pines and Resort there. Stay there, eat there, and great cabins and family accommodations up to families and everything. So
all you can eat buffets are hard to find nowadays post pandemic. So there you go, Friday night and again Saturday morning and Sunday morning too. You said right?
Yep.
Yeah.
And you can see why this is one of my favorite places to eat.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
And don't forget about the Game Changer, the barbecued brisket grilled cheese. Highly recommended by me.
Barbecue Excellent. Brisket. I'm putting it together in my mind. Barbecue grilled brisket
barbecue
cheese.
Brisket grilled cheese.
Grilled
yep.
cheese.
The brisket and the barbecue sauce and the grilled cheese. Mm, 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 mm. Okay. Man, that's a good sandwich. Oh.
Just making me hungry something here. In Big G here. Yeah.
Take a bite of the microphone out if we don't be careful here.
Careful.
But
engineering,
yeah,
new equipment.
Resort, they're closed on Mondays right now, but that could change here with the fall season also.
All right, so closed Mondays. All right, yep. We want to give something away?
Yeah, we got a $25 gift certificate. That's
All right.
good for either Lena's Northern Pines Resort and Barnett Lake, or if you're up in the Glidden here, it's good for Lena's Bar and Grill up in Glidden.
All right, either one. So caller 5, if you've won in the last 30 days, hang up, give somebody else a chance, 715-762-3221. Keep trying. It's a single line, so 715-762-3221. Caller 5.
Yep, and if you want to be part of my Big G's Favorite Places to Eat program, just simply give me a call at 715-492-2654. You can email me at Greg, G-R-E-G-G, dot Griesel, G-R-I-E-S-E-L. Yeah. At civicmedia.us.
Maybe you got a signature dish at your place, at your restaurant. Big G will come on in there. He will devour it, and then he'll come on the radio, and he'll tell people everything.
Talk about it, yep.
All kinds of stuff. I'm glad you said it. He'll devour it. I like it. Caller 5. All right, Big G, good to see you. Thank you much,
you too,
sir.
Joel.
We'll
Thank you.
See who our winner is coming up here.
98Q Country. Country.
I hope the days come easy and the moments pass slow, and each road leads you where you wanna go. And if you're faced with a choice and you have to choose, I hope you choose the one that means the most to you. And if one door opens to another door closed, I hope you keep on walking till you find the window. If it's cold outside, show the world the warmth of your smile. But more than
Rascal Flatts in 98Q Country. And My Wish. And we got a winner, Big G. We got a winner.
We got a winner. Big G's favorite place to eat, Alina's Northern Pines and Grill. Alina's Northern Pines or Alina's Bar and Grill in Glidden.
Yes.
We had $25. Good to either place goes to Don Carden. Don Carden, congratulations.
All right, Don.
Take that certificate right up here at the station. And just a real quick note, big thanks to Winter Woods and for the main remote sponsor this Saturday at the Glidden County Fair. And thanks to Bear Gas, Bear Necessities, and Bear Gas and Propane for being a wheel sponsor for the Glidden County Fair. So thanks to them. We had a great time out there at the fair Saturday night. So
all right. Very good. Big G.
All right.
Be on your way.
All right.
We'll be on our way.
Day.
Travis is coming in next. Y'all have a great day. See you back in here tomorrow morning. Actually, I'll be back in again at 2 because Gray's not feeling good. So you get me again later. Sorry.
One more night. One more night. One more round. First one in, last one out. Giving this town lots to talk about. But they don't know, but they don't know. People say I got a drinking problem. That ain't no reason to stop. People saying that I've hit rock. On the rocks. It's a broken hearted thinking problem. So pull the bottle off the wall. People say I got a drinking problem, but I got no problem drinking it all. They keep on talking, drawing conclusions. They call it a problem, I call. Same old songs, the same old